September. The duplication effect of leadership. This is one of the most important leadership lessons you will ever learn. If you lead a team, I encourage you to read this lesson or listen to this podcast. Next, your words reflect your character. What we say about others reflects on our own character. When we speak unfavorably of others, it not only hurts the person our words are aimed at, but it also damages our credibility and reputation in the process. Let's go to October. My favorite one. 25 tips to staying married 25 years. You can see why it has to be my favorite one. In this most popular post of the year, my wife and I share our top 25 tips to staying married 25 years. If you're married, I encourage you to print out this post and discuss it with your spouse. Next in October is personal accountability, a requirement for life advancement. If you will hold yourself accountable for your actions, responsibilities, and goals, you can achieve anything that's important to you. This is a powerful lesson you don't want to miss. Let's go to November. 130 time management tips. I have yet to see a more comprehensive time management report available than this report. Very simply, to access this report or the other report on email, all you would need to do is to go to littlethingsmatter.com and on the top navigation, click on Reports. Second in November was Overcoming Procrastination. In this lesson, you will discover the most common causes of procrastination and the best methods for overcoming this destructive habit. Procrastination is not just an achievement killer, it is a self-esteem killer. Lastly, December. The first post, how much money do you need to retire? If enjoying a comfortable retirement is important to you, you cannot postpone your retirement planning. The quality of your retirement will be greatly influenced by the decisions you make today. This post outlines exactly how much money you need to save to maintain your current quality of life during retirement. And lastly, how to handle disagreements. One of the skills we should all strive to master in our personal and professional lives is to how to properly handle ourselves when we disagree with another person. I encourage you to take the time to read or listen to each of the lessons I've just described. Let me ask you a couple questions. How has this blog or these podcasts helped make your life better this past year? What changes have you made? What's your favorite lesson of this past year? Do me a favor, share your thoughts in the comment section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. And remember, you can achieve anything in 2011 that's important to you if you will focus on the little things that matter.